Hey friends, this is Angela, the Real Credit Queen, and welcome to Your Credit Today, your go-to destination for mastering the art of credit management. Whether you're a seasoned financial guru or just starting your journey towards financial freedom, this podcast is your ultimate guide to understanding and optimizing your credit wellness. Join me as I unravel the complexities of the credit scoring system, debunk common myths, and provide practical credit strategies to help you navigate the world of credit with confidence. Get ready to take control of your financial future, one episode at a time. Well, hello, this is Angela Setters-Bizarre, your host for the show, and welcome to Your Credit Today, the place where you get to learn all about how to use your credit as an investment tool. Now, also, I love to bring expert guests on my show to talk about things other than credit. But today I have an amazing show. She is not only one of my best friends, but an amazing entrepreneur, someone who I have so much respect for, who has built an awesome business of showing people how to put a business together, how to have a structure, and most importantly, what you've always heard me say, if you don't have a plan, well, you plan to fail. But today I have my wonderful friend, Angel Cade from Executive on the Go, to share with us all about structures and business. Welcome to the show, Angel.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. Just to be in the space with you is exciting enough as it is. So thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Angel, tell us a little bit about how you got started, your story, your passion, just everything about you and how it pertains to the business that you love to run every day.
It's so funny you say that because December we celebrated 20 years in business.
Amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And so it's just in the journey. A lot of times when people think about starting a business, there's a lot of fantasy around that. And there's a lot of like, you know, just kind of pixie dust and like,
oh, pixie dust. Did you hear that?
You know what I mean? I just had this vision one day and money fell and I started and then more, you know, and it's just, it isn't that way, right? There's a journey. There's things that happen. There's disappointment. And for me, really, the business was birthed out of failure. You know, the business was birthed out of loss. You know, it was in a time in my life where I had really lost everything. I was at a job and the place where I was at, my boss at the time basically just stopped coming into his own office. He was in a horrible deal that went wrong. And so he just kind of went AWOL. And there was just a lot of things that were going on. And I had committed my life to this other business, this other man's work. And here I was just completely left, you know, open and vulnerable and just kind of put everything in my own life at risk. And so when his business, you know, was failing and I had to make decisions and adjustments, I was, you know, I was the main breadwinner in my home. We had lost our apartment and car and I had moved in with my mother-in-law. And then all of a sudden, there were vendors that I was working with that started to call me. They were looking for me because there were clients that were asking for me. And you see, at that point in my life, I didn't realize that the culmination of experience and wisdom and things that I had garnered through the years had gotten me to this place where the clients still wanted me to serve them. I hadn't even thought that I had enough value in the marketplace to have exchange of costs and be able to like build something myself. And so when I talked to one of the clients, I went to their business and they were like, Angel, we know it was you that was doing the work and we still want you to do it. And I was like, oh my gosh, maybe I could actually do this. And so it was the marketplace. It was my community that raised their hand and said that they wanted the service from me. And really, Executive on the Go was at first just that. It was me being an executive going out to the clients. And it ended up really sticking and being the heart of like who we serve, executives that are on the go, that are moving and that are going somewhere. So that's really how it started.
I love that story. Wow. What a story of triumph, my friends. And you hear the authentic story behind her voice. That's one thing I love about Angel, is she is so authentic and transparent, which you will find as we continue to go on. But I love what you're talking about is that you took a tough situation and you said, you know what? This isn't going to beat me. This is actually going to be my path going forward. And you had the passion and the stick-to-itiveness. And most importantly, which is who you are as a person and why we connect so much. I mean, from the very first time that I met you, you know, you just have those soul ties with certain people.
Yes.
And we have that connection of serving people.
Yes.
And we want to see people win. We want to see them feel good. We want to see them operating in their purpose and doing things like this. So I love to hear that story. Now, tell me a little bit about Executive on the Go. What kind of services do you offer to your clients? And tell us a little bit about why it's so important for your clients to work with you and what the end result has been for some of your clients that you've served.
No, that's a great question. I think that a part of it is, and I'm going to kind of blend your first question with this one, because one of the things that happened when I was at that job that I lost was that I had a judgment with the labor board, and I took it to an attorney, and I had a judgment against my boss. And the attorney said, look, Angèle, I'm going to be able to get you all your money, not a problem. And one day went by, 2 days went by, 3 days. So finally, on the third day, I went back to him. I said, look, you told me you'd be able to get me the money. I need it. And he said, you know what? I looked up the company. I looked up all the pieces and I can't touch him. And I said, what? He said, yeah, I can't touch him. The way everything is structured, I can't attach him to this debt and you're not going to be able to get your money. And I said, well, what are you talking about? I structured it. That's what I did in the office. He said, well,
you did a good job.
You did a great job.
And friends, just so you know why she structured mine.
But, you know, but I mean, my point being is that you're going and you don't even realize what you have. And so a part of my passion in the work that I do is the education, the empowerment, the understanding. A lot of people get things, especially in this day of social media and people giving business advice on posts and kind of giving
these quick TikTok stuff.
Clips of this is all you got to do to
right.
do this thing.
It's so easy.
You know, and what happens is you've got an entire group of people that are moving and making decisions without being informed, without being educated, without understanding application. And so part of my heart's passion, which is why I love being in sync with you, is about making sure that our clients understand what they have and understand how to use it.
Yes.
You know, and so that becomes a part of what we want our clients to get. Our core business is structure, right? Corporations, LLCs, nonprofits, DBAs, licenses, all of the things to be in compliant, all the things to make sure that you are ready to receive money. But what happens is you've got these pieces and a lot of times you execute and you get a piece, but you don't have application. Mm. Or you get a piece and you have it, but it isn't the right vehicle to take you to your exit strategy. So we stay in these conversations to make sure that people are aware, understand, expose, or even empowered to ask the questions of their professional team around them so they can get the best fuel that they need to take them where they want to go.
So let me just take this back so that I understand. Mm-hmm. And so our friends that are watching can understand as well. So having an idea is great.
Mm-hmm.
Having a business idea is even greater. However, having a plan is super important.
Yes.
And how you tie your wagon to that plan. Because what happens if people don't start off right,
mm-hmm.
the way that you're teaching and training them and pulling them along, is that you can get to a point where there's disaster.
Exactly. You can get to a point where it not only is, you know, yes, it can be disastrous. Things can change and adjust, but what happens is you can have costly mistakes that will end up creating more havoc or more confusion as you go through your process in your business. So something that's very common and happens all the time, somebody has an ambition for a big business and they want investors and they want to raise money through all these seeds of offering and they want to appeal to venture capitalists. And somebody told them, just start an LLC. And they start it and they don't realize that as a structure, it doesn't complement the investment landscape because there's no stock or they'll need to domicile somewhere else. They'll incorporate in their local state when in reality, those investors, as far as big business, want you to incorporate in states like Delaware or other places that are more favorable towards the investor. And so you begin to question or think, when things are reevaluated or reassessed or your ownership gets diluted, you don't even realize these things are going to happen. And again, when you get to that place, then all of a sudden you've got to bring in a number of attorneys across various states to now come in and fix and adjust something that could have been done in the inception. And I think that's the part I feel that's missing, is that in the inception, if you ask enough questions, if you explore enough strategies and routes and places you could go, then all of a sudden you can make better informed decisions.
Yeah. So what you're able to do just because of the experience that you have now is you're able to see miles ahead of what someone might think is the right route to take.
Mm-hmm.
And you can correct them and say, hey, that's a great idea. However, let's do it this way because you're going to be more profitable. You're going to protect yourself, things of that nature.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And especially for a lot of times when we start a business, we're not always thinking about how we're going to end the business.
Yeah.
And so being able to maybe incite or evoke enough curiosity, understanding, questioning, self-evaluation to make sure that you're equipped for the next decision.
And here's the thing that I've told people many, many times is that there is such thing as an entrepreneur and there is such thing as an intrapreneur. And a lot of people don't really put stock into being an intrapreneur. And what does that mean? That means that you attach yourself to an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
okay, and you really help them grow that brand, grow that business, because not everybody is cut out to be an entrepreneur. And unfortunately, right now in today's world, that is the message that is being blown apart in so many different ways. And I get calls from people that, you know, have had that passion where they've gone out and done that. And unfortunately, it just wasn't the right fit for them because they're, when you have to kill what you eat, it's a whole nother ball of wax. You know, it's a whole nother ball of wax. People think that it's so much glory, but there is so much work that comes into it. So being an entrepreneur and helping an entrepreneur build a business is so important. So I'm sure that as you're advising people, there may be people that sit in your office and say, hey, this is what I want to do. I'm sure you're talking to them about, are you sure that this is something that you want to do? Do you have the means to do this? Do you understand what it's going to take? Talk to me a little bit about that. Do you get into that with people?
You know, I'm always in the listening for where someone is, because the reality is that, you know, there's feedback, right, that you get along the way that kind of gives you this insight of, you know, which way to go, where are your strengths, where are your weaknesses. And what happens is people engage in this journey and there's a lot of fantasy around it,
mm-hmm.
especially with the way that it's projected online. So you don't see behind the scenes. You see the one gorgeous picture with the filter, but you don't see all the arms and hands and the people behind the camera.
The late night.
And the 100 pictures that it took to get that one good one. So you don't see that. And so what happens is you then have a false impression of what it takes to execute at that level. And then you believe at your, you know, with your resources that you can match that execution. So what happens is there's so much disappointment. There's so many things that then occur. And then you have to make a decision. What's your risk tolerance? What's your drive? What are you willing to do? And then also the clarity of what you're willing to invest to get to that space of, mm-hmm. of fine tuning. So some clients come in and I let them know based on my experience or what I've seen that maybe for a period of time, they should be what I call a parallelpreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, I said, well, you have your job. I said, you want to measure your risk tolerance. Maybe your job right now is your primary investor that then allows you to have some milestones in the business to make sure that you have the feedback that this is profitable.
And you have to be, let's talk about that, okay? Because what happens, especially right now in this new generation that's coming up,
mm-hmm.
is that there's the false sense of humility, okay? where they don't have that humility so that they can understand that, listen, this person was put in your life to be that investor, to put that seed inside of mm-hmm. you so that you can grow. And you really need to be attentive and learn from that. Mm-hmm. Okay. But go on. I just.
No, this is good. This is good. I mean, and this is where for me, I'm like, okay, there's some great books and there's some great things and resources that you can integrate that's going to help you understand your positioning and your posture. And I think the reality is as many people as you can get in your space. It's like, are you teachable? Are you open? Are you willing to do the work? And that's part of the feedback. And the hope is that the more people that we consult with, the more people that are exposed to this conversation, they'll realize that that's what it takes to actually get to a place of true success and true like satisfaction with the decisions you've made in your life. Businesses fail. It happens all the time.
I've had
a ton of partnerships, a ton of different things that have happened. You know, some investments are good, some are bad, but you take the risk because you believe that there is going to be a win. Mm-hmm. And then when something doesn't work, you look at what didn't work and you learn from it so that you can make the adjustments. Those become the character traits of what bodes a successful person.
Yes.
And so those are the things that, you know, for me as a consultant, I can't do those pushups for you.
Yes.
I can't execute that for you. So as we're talking, what happens is you might feel a certain way, right? I'm sure you get it, right? Where clients are with you and they're like, oh, I can do it. I can get it.
Yes.
And you just like empower them. And then it's like, okay, now it's time for me to do the work. And what makes the difference, I would say, between those that are successful and those that don't have the humility, don't realize what it takes, you know, maybe cycle around failure and maybe even blame others. What happens is you begin to tell the difference on their character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And this is why we are such, you know, great partners together, mm-hmm. because as you tell people and show people and help people to grow their business, my part of it is showing them how they can use business credit mm-hmm. and to build that entity the right way
yes.
so that they don't use their own backs. Friends, I want to make sure that you are hearing me. It is so important that when you have a business that you understand that your business credit is your partner, okay? And when you build it properly, it can be a great foundation so that in some cases you may not need partners or seed money. There's a lot of ways in which to build your business credit so that you can use it as a means to invest in your own business. However, if you don't separate your business credit assets from your personal credit assets, the last thing you want to do, friends, is build your business on your own back. And I know that you teach these principles and why it's so important, because failure is one of those options when you actually embark into business if you don't do it the right way from a financial structure position.
Absolutely. I mean, that's truth. I mean, that's gold. And it just, you know, I wish more people not only receive that, but applied it to how they maneuver in their business. The distinction and the separation is so key. And I think some of the biggest problems that I see with our clients that are coming in is this aspect of commingling, right? Mm-hmm. Is this idea that, well, it's my business. I can do this, or I need this, so I'm going to just grab it. And not realizing that failure to properly document the paper trail, failure to identify what needs to happen so that you could protect the intent of where the money is, so that there is no commingling, so that there's a clear picture when you do report and when it comes time for your taxes. Just all of those things are part of what protects you.
Yes.
And I think that people, you know, when you get the business, I can't tell you how many people have come to us and said, oh my gosh, you know, I did this and I started this LLC years ago, and it's so great. And I want to, you know, get credit and I want to do this. And I'm like, great. What you got? Where's your tax return? Oh, I didn't do that yet. Where's your bank account? Oh, I didn't open it. I had the tax ID number that I got. I'm like, are you kidding? Like, the entire point of business is to make sure that you're receiving money in it. Mm-hmm. The point of the business is to make sure that it is in relationship with as many people as possible authentically that it needs a paper trail with, when somebody pays it, when it pays somebody. I tell clients all the time, I would rather you loan the business the money,
yes,
and let the business execute what's needed so that it has the proper relationships in place. And then what happens is on the book, it owes you that as a liability, but now you've created that separation and that distinction so that there's a clear paper trail, clear reporting. But what happens is, no, you're paying things and you're like, oh, just cash at me. I can't even tell you, like, with all of the multiple ways for people to receive Cash App, Zelle, Venmo, it's like, oh, it's amazing. It's so great. People are transferring. Yeah, it's a hot mess.
Yeah.
Because people aren't opening up business accounts. They're not creating that separation. They're not even accounting for some of those monies. They're like, oh yeah, I got cash. And so it's a new form to cash to them. But then what's happened in the recent years is even those agencies got mandated to start to report and 1099 what was happening. And then people were just like up in arms, like, oh, you're reporting it? Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the paper trail. That's how they make money.
What you were supposed to be doing as the business owner. And, you know, let's really talk about that, because that's really a painful part of business. But it's a necessity.
Yes.
And when you do it right the first time, you just kind of get in the rigmarole of doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that you don't want to do is get into tax problems. My friends, let me tell you something. The interest and penalties alone when you get into tax debt can take you years to pay off. And it's really important that you work with someone like Angel, so that she can structure and help you understand you need to be putting away this much of what you're earning so that you can make sure and pay your taxes at the end of the year. Because again, my friends, you do not want to get into that trouble. And just the mass thinking of business and how you track your expenses. And again, like I'm saying, separating your credit assets, your personal and your business, because I work with a lot of people and, you know, I help to reimagine mm-hmm. how they think their business finances should work, and helping them understand that, no, you shouldn't take that equity line out of your home to fund your business, you know, because then you're taking away from your personal assets that you have that are there to grow, and you're putting it into something, unless you have a sure return, that's really dangerous, wouldn't you say?
I agree. I mean, the thing is like, when you begin to collateralize debt, when you begin to start to pull on things that you are, that you're building towards your legacy, building towards your future, that you want to make sure is clean and clear, I am in complete agreement that those are high costs that you want to be able to measure. But if they took the time to strategically build the business credit,
mm-hmm.
then what happens is you have the leverage. You have the options. You've got a path that you can take where you literally are creating your own risk, your own investor, your own bank.
Basically.
I mean, you're basically doing that. And so what happens mm-hmm. is now it becomes a different conversation of what it takes for you to navigate and build this business. Now it's you taking this and investing in yourself in a way that you can risk. And so I love what you do, and I love how you do it. And that is really a gem in this space, because so many people are propagating false information in the marketplace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people are literally doing things that are illegal
mm-hmm.
and that are, you know, and that aren't ethical to navigate the space, you know, and really calling it as hacks and, you know, tricks and things like that. But then you want to be able to answer for what you're doing, because if it doesn't work, you want to be able to go back and do it again.
I say I like to sleep at night. You know, I've always said that, you know, I like to sleep at night, you know, so if something doesn't sound good, it probably isn't, you know, I mean, you really, really have to investigate these things especially when you're starting a business, because at the end of the day, too, when we talk about businesses, we talk about structures, you know, you are affecting someone else's life when you give false or incorrect advice.
Yeah, you're impacting their legacy. You're impacting their estate. You're impacting their children. Mm. You're impacting all of the things that they've worked so hard for. Like when you think about the things that you're building and the things that you are protecting or the things that you're isolating and separating, like that's the richness of the conversations that we should be having. But what happens is, especially in my industry, you've got people that are, you know, talking about it and they're like, oh, you know, you need this multi-member, you need this LLC, you need this, you need the, you know, you've got to have all these pieces. Now, it's true, there are basic fundamentals, but what happens is when you begin to enter into a space and somebody's selling you like packages of a whole bunch of entities and you're not prepared to use it and you're not even to the place, let's say financially, or your income doesn't match the need for those resources, then what happens is you actually stifle, you actually kind of choke, you begin to create a scenario that's not even cost effective to maintain. And now the person is discouraged in their path.
Yes.
And so being able to equip somebody where they are, mm-hmm. and not necessarily always looking at this, you know, big complicated matrix and saying, oh my gosh, that's what it's going to take for me to protect all my stuff. And it's like, you're really at this level. And I think a lot of times people aren't always honest about looking in the mirror and seeing where they are now so that they can start to track on where they need to go. Now, I'm not saying that it's not possible for you to level up and have multiple entities and multiple trusts and multiple states and do all of these amazing things and have this talk to that and this be the holding company for that. Those are great and it's amazing and it can be effective, but the average person isn't there yet.
No.
And so what becomes the path, the journey that you take that says that you're going to level up? I believe that for every category, that there is a level that a person can be at if they're willing to be honest with themselves. And then there's a space that they can level up. And if you aggregate with strategy, then all of a sudden with strategy and consistency, then all of a sudden you look up and you'll be ready for some of these more complex, you know, areas where you can now play differently.
Oh,
in
yeah.
The game,
that,
right?
that is so important because listen, one thing we know, okay, is that time is money.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are running from the seat of your pants, and you don't have that strategy, you don't have that planning down with what you're doing with your structures, what you're doing with your business, you can get 10 years down the road and now you have wasted 10 years of your life that you could have had a trailblaze. You could have had a fire just if you would have done the hard stuff in the beginning, because that's, I think, what people want to avoid, right? They want to avoid what it really takes, the hard things that it takes to be a viable and thriving entity or business, you know, because it is hard. It is hard. It's not easy to start a business. But so again, this is why people sit down with you and come up with that plan. Now, one thing that I've been doing for my clients when it comes to building their business credit and understanding how to facilitate that. And, you know, I was just talking to a real estate investor the other day, and we were talking about how to build his business credit and his different LLCs that he has that he's, you know, putting these different properties in. And what we're doing is we're building one business that is going to have all of his vendors in it, his plumbing company, his lumber company, you know, where he's going to buy his fabrics and things of that nature, so that when he's working with a contractor, okay, a lot of contractors, they upsell and they're going to charge fees on top of, you know, fees.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's going to do is he's going to control the finances by building this business credit structure so that he's going to buy all of the things and then he's going to get a quote for what it's going to cost to build out or do the construction. And then he's going to be able to write that off.
Absolutely.
You know, so again, it's really sitting down and making things visual. So what I do with my clients is we get out a whiteboard,
mm-hmm.
We, you know, use Canva, whatever it is, and we're going to put a structure of credit together so that they can see, hey, you know what? I need this. This is what it's going to cost me, so that they can count the cost ahead of time.
Yes.
So that they don't end up getting in trouble.
Now, I love that because as you're describing it, when you hear it, you begin to think like, oh, okay, that's the way to go. But I love what you said as far as getting out the whiteboard, having the Canva, because everyone's situation is different.
Yes.
Everyone's pulse is different. Everyone's specialty is different. I tell clients all the time, there is no, they'll say, well, you know, my cousin said I should do it. And I'm like, there is no cookie
Uncle Boo Boo.
There is no cookie cut answer that I'm going to give you without understanding the elements that make or drive your business. You can talk to one real estate investor and it is not the same as another.
Yes.
As far as their specialty, their, even where they're acquiring the properties, what they're doing with it. Are they flipping? Are they holding? Are they doing like all of these dynamics make for different scenarios for different structures.
Yes.
And so make sure that as you're engaging that you are really giving enough information so that you can make informed decisions.
Well, not only that, friends, listen, I don't step in the ground that I don't know. So when it's talking about structures, that's when I bring the expert in. Okay. So that's when Angel comes into the picture. You know, I'm talking about finances, credit, things of that nature. But when we're talking about structures, I'm not going to step in poo poo. Okay. I bring in the big guns because that's important. Now, Angel, I want to talk about something. Uh-huh. When you were growing up, what kind of financial advice were you given or were you not given? Talk to us a little bit about that because I have such a respect and affinity for you because, you know, you are very much like me.
Yeah.
With our finances, we're frugal, but we also like nice things, but we plan for them. Okay. We plan for them. But, you know, tell me a little bit about that. Was it something where you just fell into it? Was it something that you were taught when you were younger? Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, for me, it's funny. I was thinking about when I was young and I'm the oldest and I have a younger sister.
No, you're a baby. Get out of here.
I was the oldest. And as my mother would say, the guinea pig. And so of the family. And so I felt like my parents always let me in on the bad. Like they always let me in on the issue.
Mm.
But they never shared with me like the wins or the solutions. And so I feel like that really shaped my relationship with money.
Oh,
and so there was always like a struggle and it was always like hard to get. And it took a long time as an adult for me to design my own relationship with money because it foundationally, I felt like it was always hard or it was always this like this thing you had to like hustle for and sweat. So, I mean, it was just so such a hard undertaking to be able to get to the next place. And again, they never let me in on the wins because I feel like at some point they felt like, oh, you know, they didn't want me to be duped. So they're going to let me in on the struggle. Mm-hmm. And I just wish as a child that they also let me see like the positive things or have a way with money that says, you know what, it can bring, it can bring happiness. You can be rewarded. Like it wasn't a reward for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't connect to it that way as a child. And so I think that as I got older and as when I had my own ability to make decisions, what happened was I went to college. And when I went to college now, and they don't do this now, but I went to UCLA and on Bruin Walk, literally up and down the walk were these tables with like all the credit cards.
Oh, get out of here.
And
yes.
They literally were like, get a free t-shirt if you sign up today. Capital One, we're going to give you this mug.
Yes, right? Yeah.
And so, and you fill it out and you're like, I don't have a job. I'm a student. I don't make any money. And they're like, great. Here's $1,000. And so, you know, oh my God, my first purchase in college was the most expensive thing that I had bought by myself. It was a $200 pair of Birkenstocks. And I will tell you, it probably took the entire 4 years to pay off my credit card.
No.
It was hilarious.
Oh my God. Talk about compound interest on that purchase.
Because I was playing minimum. And so I just, you know, it's so funny, but I look back and I think about just those bad decisions and just how that stacked. But when I realized that there was power in it, that there was power in being able to allocate. There was power in being able to discipline. Power in, what it meant to compound interest. That saving didn't mean that I was, broke or poor. Saving mean that I was secure and building towards. Like I had to begin to drip and change my relationship with these things. And then all of a sudden I could see the value and the win in the accumulation. And I was able to carve out some of the monies where I was, I allowed myself to celebrate and feel celebrated and enjoy what I was doing from a place of not having to do it for, I wasn't doing it for the gram. Well, there wasn't no gram at that time, but you know what I mean? I wasn't doing it for someone else to see. It was really things that I loved and things that were important to me. So it began to fuel and change my relationship with
it. Wow. And the very fact that you said do it for the gram, I mean, that is the problem today, is that a lot of young people think that there is something to get to when it comes to, buying really expensive things. And what I would say is that, all of that is fantasy. I would love, love, love. And this is a challenge to you that are watching this right now. Let me come into your world and let me see what's going on so that we can fix it. Don't feel bad about it. Hey, you know what? What happened yesterday happened yesterday. Let's fix it. Let's tune it up and let's make it better. But it's so important to know that just like you experienced in that particular situation, that it's not always the best thing to do to go out there and spend money that you don't have and are going to pay later. I always tell this story. My grandmother was a Holocaust survivor. She was very, very frugal. And when I was a little girl growing up, I would stay at my grandmother's house all the time. And when it would come time to actually go and buy my tough skin jeans, now I'm aging myself, we would go to Sears and I'd get my tough skin jeans for school. She had a very thick German accent, mm-hmm. and she would go to her freezer and she would pull out her block of credit cards. Mm-hmm. And she would always give me the lesson with the thick German accent, which I'm not going to do because I cannot give credit to it. But she would tell me why it's important not to carry these credit cards in your wallet, because if you do, then you're going to spend them. Yes. And then you're going to end up in debt. Now we're in a digital age where everything is in your cell phone. Mm-hmm. These kids walk around with I'm not going to talk about the companies, but the different companies that support having a wallet, mm-hmm. and having your credit card in your wallet. And listen, the problem with that for me is that it's out of sight, out of mind. And all you're doing is clicking an app and you're not paying attention to what's going on and what you're spending. And that is the most important thing when we're talking about finances, when we're talking about being accountable and responsible towards your future, mm-hmm. and especially not getting into debt. You have to be conscious and aware of what it is that you're doing with your money, what it is that you're doing with your credit, and dialing it back to why I sit down with my clients that are going to build business credit and have a plan. Because yes, absolutely. Do you want to go into business and you need to buy all of these machines and things like that? That's great. But what kind of marketing plan are you going to put in place so that you can, earn the money to pay those things back? Because otherwise, you're just buying something and you have no plan on how you're going to pay it back.
And I love the example that you're using, because those types of decisions have an impact on how your company is going to value one day. Mm-hmm. So let's say, for example, your strategy is to build a company so that one day it's going to have a valuation so that you can retire. Yes. And you're banking on building this to a place where one day you'll be able to retire from it. But because you made these decisions, because you didn't regard, commingling, because you overspent, because of maybe bad decisions, then all of a sudden you've got to answer to these things that are going to impact the value of the business and now impact the bigger part of your plan that's supposed to be secure and supposed to be for your future and freedom. And as my one of my colleagues was saying, she was like, at this rate, my 401k is going to be kid one and four, and kid two is old, and the third one is going to be one. This I got to make some different decisions.
Yes, yes, yes. So I love this conversation. I love everything that we're talking about, because we're talking about preparation. And my friends, let me tell you something. Preparation meets opportunity. When you have an opportunity and you prepare for that opportunity, you are going to be strong for it. And in 10 years, you can look back and say, you know what? I am so glad that I worked with Angel and Angela. Yes, A&A. Because in doing that, I had a roadmap to success. So, Angel, I want to thank you for being on Your Credit today and sharing all of your experience. Can you tell everyone how they can get a hold of you?
Thank you so much. I would love to connect with anybody that wants to have the conversation. You can check us out at Executive on the Go. Our website is execonthego.com, execonthego.com. And you can feel free to follow me at on Instagram at Jellybox, GELEBOX. And, just connect, DM, ask questions, whatever.
But wait a minute. You also have a personal website. Hello.
I do. It's Anja for those that want maybe coaching and maybe want to go through the journey or explore or discover in a different way. You can find me at angelcade.com, A-N-G-E-L-E-C-A-D-E, angelcade.com. I would love to connect.
Hey friends, thanks for tuning in to Your Credit Today, where we navigate the world of credit management one episode at a time. Remember, financial freedom begins with understanding. Be sure to subscribe for more tips, tricks, and insights to help you master your credit journey. Until next time, this is A to the N to the G, the real credit queen. Remember to stay informed, stay empowered, and stay financially savvy.